another trip for our girl Breezy, and I have anxiety for you because every single time you go on a trip and you come back, obviously there's drama. And
yeah.
Drama equals content.
I know.
But I'm kind of exhausted. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to lie. Where are you heading to? And are you even thrilled that you're leaving?
I'm not even packed.
You're not even packed.
My flight's literally in like 3 hours. I'm not even packed.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So send it. No, but I think the way you pack for a trip and the way you prepare for a trip says a lot about you. I feel like we've talked about this in the past. And when I'm traveling with my partner, who is not like me at all, that's where we have some issues. We butt some heads. So what is that like? Are you in the same boat with your situation?
Will your suitcase be over the 50-pound limit?
Stay tuned.
Alrighty. PXY Mornings.
Oh, my God.
Breezy,
this
70.
This is going to be a silly day, you guys.
70 for the high today. All right, let's get into it. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I know.
What?
It's like, we should start a bit on the show. Where in the world is Breezy today? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I'm just here. I'm there.
If I were you, like, if this was my significant other planning a trip right before we had another big trip to go on, I'd be pissed. I'm like, logistically,
like,
this is
much?
Not okay.
I'm like,
So, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, I'm not good. So, last weekend was, you know, tiptoeing around Boston. This weekend, coming up here, my friend's getting married tomorrow on a Thursday. Pop off, I guess.
The wedding is tomorrow? Yeah. So, you're not even going to be here? All right, Hannah, you got second mic.
Hannah's like, I'm not planning on coming in.
You just graduated. Congratulations.
I don't know who gets married on a Thursday, but pop all the way off.
Probably the same people that get married on Tuesday and Wednesday.
So we have this trip. Listen, we have this trip to go down to my friend's wedding. The wedding's going to be gorgeous, and I'm very excited. And I think they get a massive price cut, obviously, for doing it on a Thursday. But I've talked about this last week, 2 weeks ago. I have no clothes that fit. I have no dresses to wear to this wedding. I dragged my ass. I couldn't get anything ordered in time. So I just ordered a dress on Amazon and sent it down to North Carolina yesterday. It's already there.
Wait, are you in? You're not in this wedding.
No, thank God. So that's covered. My cousin said she received it. Good to go. My girlfriend's so type A, I'm so type B. So traveling together, oil and water, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
She's like, we need to go to the gate. We need to find out what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I need chicken tenders. You know, so.
Are you got assigned seats or are you doing Southwest?
Oh, it's Southwest this time.
Okay, so you
want
to
But
wanna,
she said, we're checked in, we're good to go, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, see, you're lucky you got her because she handles
it. No, for sure.
She handles it.
Last weekend when we went to Boston, I booked the flights and I was in control of all the info. And she's like, I've never had more anxiety.
We're
like,
never going to make it.
We're never going to make it. So she texts me like yesterday or 2 days ago. She's like, hey, I'm all packed. I'm all packed.
Not
I
even
just,
close.
I just don't have a suitcase. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, everything's laid out on the ground in piles. I'm like, okay. She's like, can you bring me over a suitcase? I'm like, sure. You're so type A, but you don't have a suitcase. Got it. She's like, what about you? Are you packed? I'm like, no.
Not even close.
So she's like,
I'll do it before I leave.
Yeah. When are you going
to
pack?
I'll do it on the way to the airport.
Literally. I'm like, I already have my dress down there. She's like, when are you going to pack? Last night I was crippling with anxiety, so I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed. She's like, you need to pack right now. I'm like, can't do it. She's like, when are you going to pack? And I was like, I'll figure it out. She's like, we are leaving at 2:30. We got a lot of stuff to do after the show. I don't know when I'm going to pack.
I don't know
honest.
When you're
going to
do it either. You know, I'm sure because you're only going for like what until Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
well, as
four
a
days.
As a woman, you know you're going to overpack. You just
of course. I haven't worn this blouse since 06. Let's throw it in.
I'm the type of guy. I totally overpack. And it drives people nuts because they're like, what are you doing? You're going away for 2 days.
Right.
But I need options.
Right.
You know, I'm the type of guy, I'll bring six pairs of shoes. And I know it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So 1 year I'm flying, I think this is 2019. It was right before the pandemic. I'm home for Christmas. And then I'm flying back. I got to fly out of the Buffalo airport, and I have a direct flight to LAX. In Buffalo, my bag was over the limit, the 50-pound limit.
Classic.
By 2 pounds. It was 52 pounds. I'm like, where am I going to put it? It was like that Sebastian Maniscalco bit. He's like, I'm taking out a boot, some toothpaste. That was me. But I didn't have anywhere to put it because my backpack was already full to the brim. So he's like, well, it's going to be $250 if you go past the 50. I said, 250?
No.
For 2 pounds over?
No.
It's a scam. So he gave me a huge black garbage bag. I threw my boots in it, a couple of t-shirts, a pair of denim jeans, and now I'm walking through the airport with a huge garbage bag over my shoulder. Like I'm some transient. I'm like, I've never been so pissed. I was like, this is
how humiliating. Wow. I probably just wouldn't fly.
I was really upset.
I'm not going to throw it.
I was like, I don't know. Is this 2 pounds? I don't know. What am I supposed to do? He's like, yeah, those boots are probably 2 pounds. Why don't you take those out?
You're just like wearing double shoes. You go through TSA. They're like, sir, you can't. You have to take both sets of shoes off.
I was so hot too, but that's one of the things I did. I put an extra crew neck on over my shirt, and then I put another North Face jacket on over my vest, and now I'm sweating even more because I'm carrying around this bag.
He goes,
bag.
Sir, where did you even get all these clothes? This can't even fit in a closet.
I hate travel.
Yeah. So I'll be packing. My girlfriend just texted me. She goes, I expect nothing to be done on that list, so you have no time.
She's got a lot of faith in you, doesn't she?
Got it. She's also, she's like, nothing's going to be done on that list. You have